This is an Indiana Jim's special report. Income in crisis. Day one.
Are we on? Are we on? John, we got the tape. Roll the tape.
Dateline, New Albany, Indiana, March 29th, 2009. War has come to the home front as Indiana Jim, podcasting Swiss Army Knife, has found himself unemployed yet again. Sources tell WAIJ News that it was entirely his fault and completely unavoidable. Gee, what a friggin' surprise. The assault came moments after he finished doing something we are sure was vastly important and 100% work-related. Stocks rose 103 points on Thursday, a sizable chunk for one man doing his part to help in this wretched Bush economy. After crying large, wet, girly tears, Jim pulled the pistol out of his mouth, put on his pants one leg at a time, and decided that the best thing to do was eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey. We are unsure why his pants were off at the time, as the pants were unavailable for comment. Eventually, Jim called in every favor at his disposal and found that his mother had changed her number. The resume was updated, online applications were completed, and the ball was started on three golden opportunities to do a whole lot of nothing for not enough pay. Keep a watchful eye, for if you see a gray rat at a kid's pizza place, you may just find a brown fedora under that ridiculous head. And that's the way things stand after day one of Income in Crisis.
And now, coming to you not exactly live from
the cliffs of insanity,
a man who needs no introduction, that international man of geekery, that intrepid arch-geekologist, Indiana Jim.
Don't tell me you've never heard of me.
Indiana Jim, Indiana Jim, this is London calling. Come in, please.
Welcome back to the Adventures of Indiana Jim. I am, of course, your indefatigable host. Is that how you pronounce it? Indefatigable? Indefatigable. I am that guy, whatever that word is. I am him. And, yeah, whenever you're out of a job, it's good to turn up the rock and roll and just go with it, man. So, yeah, I was fired. Yes, it was unavoidable. I mean, it was avoidable. Whatever. It's something that shouldn't have happened. But, you know what? I ain't scared, and you shouldn't be neither. yeah, I don't really talk like that much, but just when I want to have fun. So I don't really know what to say. It's an adventure. And not only is it an adventure, it's... well, it's not fun. I will tell you that, especially when you have three kids, you know, doctors, you know, you gotta go see. Yeah, it's a blast, seriously. But the good thing is, there are a few things, there are a few places that need people. So, all in all, and it's stuff I can do. Here's the thing. I feel like Monk here. Here's the deal with that. In my particular field, it's the field wherein no one in high school or college says, you know what? I want to do that. I really, really want to be a button monkey in an office. Yeah. I want to be... The field I want to go in is... clerical. Okay, nobody majors in clerical. That's not what people go after. my field, working in hospitals and health insurance companies processing claims, it's the field of music majors and English majors who didn't get their master's to teach, that sort of thing. It is a field of predominantly women. There are men in leadership roles. Of course, you got to go through the whole, you got to go do the whole business thing. And usually those are the people that really have an interest in managed care. I'm really not all that interested in that particular field, medicine in any sort. And usually these people are also in finance. And me and numbers, you know, we don't do too well. That's we don't get along. I'll just put it that way. I get along much better with words. And so essentially, really, it's why I don't talk about work to anybody, really, because it's stupid. It's just dumb. Why do you care about what I do? I don't talk about it. I come home, wife says, how's work? It was work. It's just, you know, it is. It simply is, because every day is the same. And I'm okay with that, because working at Best Buy full-time, ugh, too much difference every day. You know, in retail, the merchandising standards are always changing. The displays are always changing. You never really know what you're going to run into that day. The customers always are different. You're expected to emphasize certain things differently every day. You know, in Best Buy, you can't just sell a computer and just say, here's your computer, have a nice day. You have to try to attach. You have to try to attach Geek Squad services and cables and printers and yada, 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 yada. And you got to add all this stuff. And buying a computer at Best Buy is like pulling teeth. Selling a computer is probably worse than buying one, because when you're buying one, you're just sitting there and listening. When you're trying to sell people on all this stuff, it's hard. And I will tell you, Best Buy loses money with instant savings. With their instant in-store savings, you go in, you buy a computer package, you get your instant savings. Great for the customer, bad for the store. And when your department, when you're in charge of the department, and the department loses margin because you're not selling enough stuff that we make profit on, well, the pressure is phenomenal. And when you're working in computers, it's tough. Working in home theater, not so hard, because the TVs are already marked down so far. It's crazy. We make buku. They're marked up, I mean. We make buku dollars on TVs. I say we. I don't even work there. And, you know, you can tell them I sent you. And so it's easy. You say, well, you got to have this cable because you want to hook up the high def. Like, well, yeah, of course I do. So, you know, it's a lot easier. Hey, do you need cable? Do you need satellite? We got it right here. Oh, okay. You know, it's a little easier with home theater, because accessories are easier with TVs. People know about TVs. They know what they want. People don't know so much about computers. Okay, do you have this particular cable? Well, I think we got one in a box somewhere. It's hard selling computers. Anyway, I digress. The pressure at Best Buy, they take things extremely seriously at Best Buy. It's why they're the best, I think. Their training is rigorous. They expect a lot of their employees. And honestly, there's a lot of crap that goes on in a Best Buy, politics speaking. Not just politics. I mean, there's so much you have to know, and there's so much you have to remember, and there's so much you have to be able to speak back to your superiors. There's a level of conversation with a regular associate that's up higher than what you would get at a Circuit City. It really is. And now I know there's a lot of college kids and some high school kids that work in Best Buy. I get it. They're kids. But the people that really care, I mean, Best Buy can make you something. You can really be successful with Best Buy if you can handle the pressure of people constantly being on you about your department's performance. You don't just come in and do your best and say, oh, you know, have a nice day. It takes a special someone to be successful in a Best Buy. I will just say that. So, you know, there's that. Too much talking I know, I host a podcast. Hello. But in my personal walk, I don't know, life, what word I want to use, it's not something I really enjoy doing all that much. Yes, people have met me at Balticon. Yes, I can be an outgoing individual, okay? And I guess when it comes to that sort of thing where there's a crowd of a bunch of people that you just met and you like everybody and you want to get to know everybody, it sort of comes out. But like at home, you know, I'm not like really, let's talk about stuff. You know, I'm not that kind of person. Here's another thing about it. This is my work philosophy. Never bring work home and never take home to work. That's a side people forget. I don't take pictures, okay? I don't let people into my circle. It's not that my circle is anything special. I just don't let people in because I've had enough times where I've left jobs. I've left a lot of jobs. I've had a lot of jobs. And I don't want to become friends with these people. Okay? I'm not the kind of person who, if I go into an office and there's actually guys my age, I'm not going to be hanging out with them. And, of course, Best Buy was different. You know, I had a good time at Best Buy. That's why I'm talking about it so much. Worked there for at least a year and a half, 2 years. You have more fun in that environment. I think that's different. I see these people all the time. I go back in there and we talk about how we're doing, you know, and I have these friendships with these people. So Best Buy was a little different. A lot of people were younger than me, so a little more energetic and a little more fun to be with. We would do things outside of work together because, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but we would have so much fun in that store, throwing things at each other and just, you know, cutting up and horsing around a lot of times. So those were good times. So those people I have friendships with. But typically in my line of work, you sit down and you do your job. There's not a lot of talking. You know, everybody's working. Everybody has to be productive. So it's not really, you know, you put on your headphones and you go. You do what you're supposed to do. And I don't really talk to people. You know, I don't make friends at work because work is work. There have been a select few people that, you know, I'm that kind of person. I was talking, who was I talking to? The official show observer, talking about basically my life story. And, you know, I was always the outcast, and not just because I was a geek. I wasn't really a geek. I was a nerd. I was nothing, basically. I essentially, most of my school life was spent in a Northern California logging and resort town where if your father didn't work for the sawmill, you were basically garbage, and that's what I was. And to make a long story short, I am one of those very few close friends kind of people, and I don't just make friends with everybody. Now, seeing as how a lot of us are in new media circles, that comes a little easier because we're all the geeks, we're all the outcasts, we've got our social group now. So that's a little easier, but you know, even that social group separates itself into the cool kids and the others, essentially. The popular crowd and the others. And I am content being in the others. And I was talking to the official show observer about this and saying, you know, after my first 2 years of high school, after we moved out of this town into a completely different environment in Arizona, how I had resolved to be different. I had resolved not to let things get to me and just to be myself. And so there are those occasions where I find somebody at a job who I identify with and I get along with. The thing about my field is it doesn't take a rocket surgeon to do it, okay? A monkey could do my job, and that means I run into a lot of monkeys in my line of work. And I run into a lot of old women. Okay, this is the field of old women. Yes, me, Indiana Jim, action hero of the podosphere, podcasting's Swiss Army knife, I do the job of old women. So, number one, there's not a lot of people I identify with. Number two, they talk a lot. And office politics drives me crazy, especially when it's just a bunch of monkeys going all the time. Is that a good analogy? I think that one works. I'll stick with that one. You know, I don't get in and go like a gorilla. You know, I don't play the gorilla in the office politics. Whatever. I just stay out of it. So that's why I don't get to know a lot of people. And usually people say, well, don't forget us when you leave us. And blah, 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 whatever. Who are you again? Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't last for me. So that's why I don't do it. Because I don't plan on staying anywhere very long. even if it's not my doing. You know, and I had told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm content here. I want this to be the last place I work before I do anything, you know, else. Maybe, you know, get published or whatever it is I want to do. Yeah, well, that ain't happening. But here's the thing. Here's the other thing of many things. This was Mrs. Indy's idea. We have to pay through the nose for our kids over the summer. So the idea was, if I'm capable of drawing unemployment, which I don't know if I am going to be because of termination papers. If you sign the papers, you don't get unemployment. I don't know. We'll see. I was able to get it before, and I don't remember if I signed anything or not, but I was able to get it before. And food stamps. If we get both, then I'll basically be Mr. Mom over the summer. Now, that brings up a lot of possibilities because, you know, a lot of stuff could get done if I didn't have to worry about that. Stuff would be tight, but seriously, it's tight anyway. And when we pay so much for the daycare, I mean, it's $360 a week. Yes, I just said that right. Like $360 a week for all three of our kids to be watched by somebody during the summer. Yeah. So the Mr. Mom thing looks pretty cool, honestly. And even if I could get a part-time job, I'd freaking go work at a Starbucks. That's another story. So anyway, that's what we're looking at here. And we don't know what's going to be happening. So keep an eye out. I'm trying to do, well, let's just say that was day one. And we move forward. So thank you very much for listening. And here's a message from one of my friends. And I will see you next time I see you.
Another year, another convention season, and while geeks are out there hobnobbing and having a great time, you're still sitting at home watching reruns of Lost in Space. And I know what you're thinking. I can't get to every con. Isn't there someone that can help a brother out? Well, of course there is. Geek Radio Daily is going to be in Denver, Colorado for Starfest April 17th through the 19th. Check them out at starland.com. And for the first time ever, the GRD Street Crew will be streaming live video from the floor of a convention. Because it's the future, yo. You'll be able to see all the events as they happen simply by going to ustream.tv/geekradiodaily. Submit your questions because we'll be interviewing some of your favorite geeky celebrities like...
Insert celebrity voice here.
And...
That guy that's in that thing you like.
Plus...
That one girl you think so hot? Her too.
April 17th through the 19th, we'll be at Starfest and so can you. Stop by for more info at your daily stop for all your geeky goodness, geekradiodaily.com.